Welcome to the podcast of the Student Christian Movement. SCM is a community of students, past and present, and it is community that is at the heart of who we are and how we do things. Based in the UK, our vision of SCM is as a generous community, expressing a lived faith in Jesus Christ where social action meets prayerful devotion. We seek to be both a radical voice for equality and justice, and a safe home for progressive Christian students. Well, hello and welcome back to the SCM podcast. Today we will be taking part in a reflection on Bonhoeffer's concept of religionless Christianity. But before that, we have a couple of things that we want to let you know about that are going on at SCM. The first thing is that Phoebe and I will be at the No Faith in Fossil Fuels Climate Vigil that starts next Wednesday on Ash Wednesday, so the 14th of February, and we'll be running for 10 days, 24 hours a day, praying outside of Parliament that leaders will take action on the climate crisis. We believe that as Christians, this is an important part of our witness. We will be there on the 20th of February, specifically throughout the day. So if you want to stop by and say hi or take part, then feel free to come and join us. If you can't come on the 20th to see us and you just want to take part in general, then feel free to join at any other point outside of Parliament in London between the 14th and the 24th of February. On the 18th of February, it is Student Sunday, which is a day where we will be joining in prayer for students around the world. You will have the Universal Day of Prayer for Students, which is coordinated by the World Student Christian Federation. So we invite you to participate in prayer as part of this, either on your own or if you're part of a group or church, then consider asking them to take part in prayer for students that Sunday too. Additionally, if you would like to, then you could consider doing some fundraising for SCM as part of the service or event. And if you think that February couldn't get any busier, we also have our supporters event, which is occurring on the 27th of February at 7:30 p.m. on Teams. You can sign up or register for this event at movement.org.uk/events if you would like to come along for that. If you've been listening to the podcast and you're not a member of SCM but you support the work that we are doing, whether you're part of a church or another Christian organization, or you're just a Christian who is supportive of the work that SCM is doing, then do feel free to come along. I will be hosting a workshop based on our Affirming Christianity resources, looking at what it looks like to build confidence in progressive Christian convictions. We'll also be sharing a little bit about students' experience of being part of the movement and the work of the Faith in Action Project in partnership with Project Bonhoeffer. It is a free event, so just register on our website if you would like to join. And finally, our AGM is happening on the 22nd of April at 7 p.m. It is a little bit further away, and April at this stage, with the still dark nights and dark mornings that we have, seems a long way away, but we encourage you just to put it in your diary so that you have it and that you know when it is happening. At the AGM, you'll have the opportunity to hear more about what happens behind the scenes at SCM and what we have planned for the future. And members will also elect new representatives to General Council. So do consider, if you are a member, if this is something that you would be interested in doing, and if you would like to take part in the work that SCM is doing in this way, it would be great to have you involved. So we're going to take a moment now just to make ourselves comfortable and get ready to take part in this meditation and reflection on Bonhoeffer's words on religionless Christianity. Today we are reflecting on some of Bonhoeffer's words from his letters and papers from prison, specifically his thoughts on religionless Christianity. Bonhoeffer says this: "We are moving towards a completely religionless time. People as they are now simply cannot be religious anymore. Even those who honestly describe themselves as religious do not in the least act up to it. And so they presumably mean something quite different by religious. And if therefore man becomes radically religionless, and I think that is already more or less the case, what does that mean for Christianity? Are there religionless Christians? If religion is only a garment of Christianity, and even this garment has looked very different at different times, then what is a religionless Christianity?" What do you think of when you think of the word religious? Would you consider yourself to be religious? Bonhoeffer invites us to recognize that what we often refer to as the religion of Christianity can sometimes be seen to be declaring the right beliefs while simultaneously carrying out unspeakable horrors. In his context, it was aligning with the German Nazi Party and making religion so personal and private that it had no bearing on social ethics or political life. With Racial Justice Sunday coming up this Sunday, we may also reflect on the ways in which the religion of Christianity has been used to justify things like colonialism or the KKK in America. So what does Christianity look like when we strip it back to the basics? This Lent, we are exploring the idea of meeting Jesus again for the first time, when we strip away the clergy, buildings, holy rites, creeds, and things generally associated with religion. Who is the Jesus that we meet at the center of the Christian story? I am not proposing an answer here, but instead I invite you to consider the times and places in your life that you have rediscovered Jesus. The times where, like Peter Morin of the Catholic Workers' Movement, you find what he calls the dynamite of the church. Let us take a moment to pray. God revealed in a human body, God with us in the midst of people and politics and war, God present in our daily lives, we ask today that you meet us once again. May we encounter Christ's reality today and rediscover the dynamite which started the movement which came to be known as Christianity. Show us what it means to follow you in a religionless world. May we not divorce your coming kingdom from politics or ethics or the transformation of our world. Instead, make us bringers of that new reality. Grant us wisdom and vision to act in such a way to bring about your justice, liberation, and peace. Empower us by your Spirit, and in all things, may we keep our eyes focused on you. Amen.